For Montana News, I'm Nick Mott. The latest report on the Highway 37 fire outside Libby says its size has remained steady at about 51 acres. This morning, public safety officials warned that rocks and debris may be rolling onto Highway 37 and that intermittent closures may occur as crews clear the road. The speed limit has also been lowered to 35 miles per hour through the fire zone. The Bacon Rind fire, detected Friday evening above Gallatin Canyon, about 20 miles south of Big Sky, is now being estimated at 202 acres. Roughly 20 acres of the fire's perimeter is now across the Yellowstone National Park boundary. Jason Bray, a ranger on the Custer-Gallatin National Forest, says managers are using indirect suppression tactics on the fire, both because heavy downed timber and snags in the area make it dangerous for firefighters and...
The fire is doing a lot of excellent work in terms of cleaning up beetle-killed timber and playing its natural role, given that it is located in the wilderness.
There's a public meeting at 7 p.m. tonight about the Bacon Rind fire at the Community Protestant Church in West Yellowstone. The Bitterroot National Forest is now calling the Reynolds Lake fire southwest of Darby 35% contained, up from 25% yesterday. The acreage on that fire is holding steady at 1,068 acres. The Bitterroot also reports a new lightning-caused fire discovered this morning on the West Fork District in Idaho's Selway Bitterroot Wilderness. That fire is 0.1 acre and was discovered by a fire lookout following several lightning strikes in the area. A helicopter has dropped buckets of water, but the new fire is not staffed at this time as it is burning in an extremely steep and inaccessible terrain. There are no structures threatened or closures due to the fire. Yesterday, fire danger was bumped to very high by the Missoula County Fire Protection Association. It said nearly 20 human-caused fires were caused last week. I'm Nick Mott for Montana Public Radio.